We say this every time any team hits its conference schedule, but we're going to learn a lot about this Iowa football team this weekend in Ann Arbor. I'm Kyle Mann with today's KGYM Sports View. Before the season started, you could have bet on Iowa's season win total at 7.5 games, and I thought that that was a good figure to take the over, but as soon as it bumped up to 8, I didn't think I could touch it. It was just a half-game difference, but it forced me to consider the ways in which I know Iowa football to behave. There's always something that happens, something goes wrong, and even though I knew Iowa would come into 2019 with a stout defense, senior quarterback, and the best collection of skill players in years, I just couldn't ignore the feeling in my gut that the Hawkeyes would still probably end up around 8-4, maybe even 7-5. It's just what happens. But after a 4-0 start and how the team has looked on the field, I think this just might be another one of those Iowa teams that can ascend a bit higher than usual. Iowa's defense is third in the nation in yards per game, allowing just over 250, and fourth in the nation, allowing 8.5 points per game. That defense, as good as it is basically something we've seen before. I would say that having that type of defense allows Iowa to be Iowa, in the sense that Kirk Ferentz's philosophies are designed to create close games, and the defense is the most important component of that recipe. But here's what's different. Literally everything else has also looked really good so far, which would be something very new. First and foremost, quarterback Nate Stanley. I need to own up to something. Coming into the season, I thought the success of the Hawkeyes would fall on Stanley's shoulders. Not that I thought he was terrible, but I just hadn't seen much improvement since his first year as a starter, and to be honest, I didn't trust him to not be throwing picks or having the ball fall out of his hands or other little things we've seen from him in the past. But so far, Stanley has looked great. Like, really, really good. Most importantly, he has yet to throw an interception, and that sets the tone for the Hawkeyes, who are second in the nation with only one turnover. But furthermore, anybody who has watched the Hawkeyes play this season knows the passing game is something much more multiple, dangerous, and most importantly, reliable than we've seen since at least the Ricky Stanzi years. They go 5 deep at receiver, 3 deep at tight end, and also throw to the running backs who, by the way, have also figured things out. After slowing down in recent years, the Iowa run game is back alive and well, using 4 backs to rush for over 217 yards per game. That's 29th in the nation. You put all this together, the ball security, the strong run game, and the dangerous receiving threats, the Hawkeyes overall are 29th in the nation in total offense. As good as the defense has been, to pair it with an offense like that would be something we've never seen before. And that's why this weekend at Michigan is so important. The Wolverines are a step up in class, especially defensively. So we're going to see how legitimate some of these offensive numbers really have been. But hear me when I say, if this continues, the Hawkeyes will be a major contender in the Big Ten. With today's KGYM Sports View, I'm Kyle Mann.